I am confident that this is God's appointment. I thank God that He brought me here to stand before you and this pulpit. And thank you, Pastor. And thank you, Evangelist Guru Marshall, who brought me here to the United States to visit some churches. 195 years ago, it was in 1813. A young man from the United States, his name is Adoniram Lassen, and his wife and herself, the Lord called them to be missionaries. And they did not know which country they would go. They went to Asia. On the ship, Adoniram Lassen studied the Bible and read the Bible, and he was convicted with Baptist doctrine. And he changed his doctrine and he became a Baptist. When he arrived in Calcutta, William Carey, missionary from United Kingdom, he started the ministry already there. Then Jelson was baptized by William Carey, and Jelson, Adoniram Jelson, and his wife Anne Hassel, and they discussed with William Carey, and they were not happy. They did not have peace in their life, their heart, because William Carey started the work in India. This way, Jelson and his wife, they proceeded to my country, Burma. He used Burma, now they call Myanmar, the military dictatorship. They want to show their power, and they changed the name. They changed the country name, and they changed some city names also. So now when we say Burma, Myanmar, there's a new name. And Jelson and his wife, they arrived, my country, Myanmar. Myanmar, Buddhist country, dominant, and a majority Buddhist, 93% strong Buddhist. And Jelson started the ministry. And what Jelson did first was, he learned the language. By God's grace, he could learn and he was able to speak and read in Burmese language within a few years. And the first thing that he started doing is he did dictionary. English to Burmese and Burmese to English. Even today, every student, even non-Christians, they use Jelson's dictionary. And the name of the dictionary is Jelson Dictionary. That's why American believers, you should know the name Adoniram Jelson and the county Burma. Then Jelson started the ministry after 7 years. One person got saved. And another got saved. Someone got saved. Then, finally, I got saved. I am the product of your first foreign missionary, Jelson. So, because of your missionary, I am here. And I can stand before you here in this pulpit. And Jelson was Baptist, fundamental Baptist. He was conservative. He did a good ministry. And the second thing that he did was, he translated the Bible from all the Greek Masoretic text and Textus Receptus from the Greek. And he finished translation work. And he went to all kinds of persecution and difficulties. He was in jail, he was arrested by the government, he was beaten, and he lost his wife, he lost his children, he lost his health, all kinds of persecution. For 31 years, he did not go back to America. He suffered a lot of persecution difficulties. And right now, we have Jelson's verse in Burmese language. Burmese language means the common language, the official language. Many people can read and can speak Burmese language. Now we have that Jelson's verse. Recently, I am told by the Bible's International Society, Jelson was given the name, the title, Father of Bible Translator. William Carey translated the Bible into more than 30 languages, but he was not given the title. Jelson was given the name, the title, Father of Bible Translator, because his translation, his version is excellent.
He knew Greek and he knew Hebrew, and the Lord used him. In this way, the Christianity spread up in my country. Unfortunately, at that time, here in the United States, you had American Baptist Union only one Baptist, but the spirit come up, look out. Then Southern Baptist Convention, Northern Baptist Convention. Since that one was from northern part of the United States, Northern Baptist Convention took that one's ministry in Myanmar. No other independent, no other Baptist come to my country. Northern Baptist Convention was very liberal. Then, after Johnson died, missionary from Northern Baptist Convention, they come. And they have a good facility of Bible college. And in right now in Myanmar, in those days also, the biggest denomination is Myanmar Baptist Convention. Under this convention, different and similar associations. They had schools, Bible schools, but liberal theology is very dangerous. They don't believe the Bible as the Word of God. They don't believe virgin birth. They don't believe the second coming. They don't believe rapture. They don't believe literal hell. They don't believe heaven. They do not believe that Jesus Christ is the only way of heaven. They believe pluralism, means every religion will go to heaven. Then, in that way, liberalism infiltrated to my country, all the Christians. Every pastor was trained by that liberal schools. In that way, Myanmar Christianity was influenced by liberalism. After 80 years of Zethel's ministry, 100 years, no more missionary movement at all. But as we see in the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, always God has a faithful people, remnant. In Myanmar also, God had his remnant. And by God's grace and by God's plan, in the year 1974-75, in Chin Strait, revival broke out. And few people got saved. And few people, young people, they crossed the border and they went to India for Bible college. Because at that time, we did not have any fundamental Baptist college in Myanmar. Then they come back and they started witnessing and preaching. And in 1979, the English come to my village and conducted the village meeting for 5 days. And I attended that crusade day and night. I got saved by God's grace. I was born into a family of Christian. I was born in a liberal Baptist church. I did not know the way of salvation. I used to go to the church. I used to go to Sunday school. I was trying to get into heaven by keeping the Ten Commandments or by my goodness, because my pastor used to teach me like that. That is the way of liberal teaching. But by God's grace, I was saved. After my new life in Christ, the Lord called me. At that time, I was 15 years old. I wanted to serve my Lord as long as I live in this world. I had a great burden, but I did not go to any Bible college. And I had to go to 2 more years in my high school. After finishing my high school, I joined a small fundamental Baptist church as the evangelist. I was evangelist for 2.5 years. I visited 153 villages on foot in my place in Chin Hills. No bicycle, no cars, no motorbike, because hill and poor areas. It was a wonderful time visiting villages. The Lord used me, and some people got saved. I was excited. And because I did not go to any Bible training, I read by myself. We did not have Bible in our own language. I read the version. It was not my mother tongue, physical. And I came to realize that I need to go to Bible college because I made many mistakes. I prayed to God, Lord, open the door for me to go to fundamental Bible college. No fundamental Bible college in my country. I crossed the border and I went to India, Southern India. They have fundamental Baptist college and seminary. I was there in India for 6-7 years. in a fundamental Bible college, and I was trained, and I come to know the fundamental truth, and I had a good burden to start a Bible college and a fundamental church. And I went back home, and with a few friends, we came out of that Myanmar Baptist Conference of liberal groups, and we started a small church called Revival Baptist Church. And the Lord blessed that ministry. At that time, it was in 1986. Liberal Baptist leaders, they hate us very much. They wanted to report to the authorities. They wanted us that the government will arrest us and send to jail. So persecution from the church leaders because they are not born again. And we keep on preaching and teaching the gospel. And the Lord blessed the activities. And right now among liberal Baptist groups, we planted 46 local churches. Then I started Bible school, Simple Bible School in Vancouver for 5 years. We created 89 people. When I look back and when I evaluated our ministry, most of them are in the ministry, but they did not improve their Bible knowledge and their theology knowledge because no good books are available in our own dialects. No Bible in our own dialects. So I realized that if we teach in English, good books are available in English, good Bible in English. Then 1996, we started Biblical School of Theology in English. And the Lord blessed that ministry. And our students can read and understand and start in English. And when they graduate from our school, they can keep on studying and read, and they improve their theology knowledge and Bible knowledge. And after 3 years, the school was started in India border. Our vision is the whole country of Myanmar. Myanmar has 55 million people, only 6% Christians, including Roman Catholics, nominal Christians, cult. I personally believe less than 1% will be born again Christians. 94% are unreached people groups, Buddhist, Tang Buddhist. So my vision and my burden is to reach that these people groups. Since 1966, any foreign missionaries cannot come into my country. The government kick out all foreign missionaries. And since 1988, the military dictatorship took the rulership. Since 1988, we the Christians are not allowed to build church buildings. We the Christians are not allowed to build any building in the name of Christians or any in the name of any organization. So what we are doing right now is underground ministry. And again, we are not allowed to have worship service or Bible training at our home. So we are in between, but we are doing it. Everything is underground. So we need God's wisdom every day to handle the ministry. So then, since our vision is the whole country, we live in India border, we move our school at the very heart of the country called Mandalay. 2000, the military government come and close down our school. You must close your school, otherwise you will be arrested. Then we did not want to close our school, so we prayed for 10 days, fasting and prayer, no eating at all with the students, so that God will change the leader's heart. But after 10 days, they come again. You must send them back home, otherwise we will arrest you. God did not change their heart. So I complained to God, why? And we send them back, all the students. Then some leaders advised us to go down to the capital city. The capital city is the set place. We went down. And we continue our school ministry, rented facilities. The government come and call them our meeting place one time. And we moved to another place. And they come and call them again. And we moved to another place. In that way, we moved here and there and here and there. But the work was going on. And 2002, through Marshall, that our ministry, They started helping us. And through them, now we have a wonderful Bible college building. Not in the name of Bible college, no names, just building. But inside, we have young people, 182 young people we have. We have been in 12 years, we created 232 Bible students. 99% are in the ministry. And I hope this coming year in June, we will have more than 200 Bible students. Our feet in Myanmar, there are 135 different ethnic groups, different cultures, different languages. It is not easy to reach different ethnic groups. So the best way is bring them young people at Bible college, train them, teach them the fundamental Baptist, the fundamental sound doctrine, and instill the mission mind, send them back to their own ethnic groups, and plan New Testament churches through the country. So along with that Bible college ministry, now we form a biblical Baptist missionary mission, something like that. Then partnership with Now Ministry. Through the help of Now Ministry right now, we have 39 missionaries among unreached people groups. We have planted 46 churches in among Baptist, liberal Baptist groups. Now, among unreached people group, 39 missionaries. They planted and we planted 42 churches among unreached people group. So two parts. One part is among liberal Baptist group, another part among Buddhist and animist groups. So right now, I have 7 young people who are ready to reach the digital growth. Our problem is financial support. I told them, they are our greatest students, Timothy. We have a good burden to reach a digital growth. We will die there in the mission for you. Then our problem is no money. Myanmar, the land Myanmar itself is rich. But because of very bad government, the USA cut off, all the European countries cut off, ASEAN cut off, no factories, no companies. Most of our people are hand to mouth. So we have a little dust. It is difficult to support missionaries. So I told 7 people, I will go to the United States to be with my brother Guru Marshall, and we will visit some churches, and I will mention, I will tell the believers there what will have his own good people. If they have a heart for you, to support you, wait for me till the month of May. Now they are now in my college building. Every day they pray for our activities here, waiting for me. If when I come back, if I tell them, now we can support you, that they are ready to go. In the first week of June and the second week of June, we will have missionary candidate trainings, how they will be doing and how to do, then they will go. If I cannot say that we have the money, they have to go back to their church and do the ministry in the local church, or I don't know. So mainly $100 can support them in that rich areas. That is missionary movement and Bible college ministry. Another ministry that I am doing is my Florentine people, we do not have a Bible. Think of it. We planted a church. The church members, they don't have the written word of God. They are depending on the preachers who can read Burmese, Dutton's version and English. All the time depend on the preachers. They don't have to read the Bible. How can we have a strong church? Then the Lord burdened me to translate the Bible. No, to pray for the Bible translation work. I prayed for 5 years. One day the Lord spoke in my heart, why not you? Immediately I respond to God, it is difficult work. The Lord spoke in my heart, it is difficult for other people. You want to do only easy work. Then, Lord, if you want me, I will. At that time, the Bible's International Society, a ministry of Baptist mission here in the United States, Fundamental Baptist, they conducted in my country, in my city, translators work for. I attended for 2 weeks. They told me and they said I am qualified. Then I started translation work in 2002. By God's grace, we finished the whole New Testament. And I based on New King James, we believe the King James and receive text. The Bible's international, they have Greek scholars and Hebrew scholars. They spend 3 times a year in my country and they check my translation with DR Greek text. Then we finish all concordance and reference and all. Now Reverend Dun Block is doing the formatting. And we hope that we will be able to do dedication service in the month of November. So Bible translation, God willing, next year I will begin Old Testament translation also. And Bible College Ministry, Missionary Movement, Church Planting Missionary Movement, Bible Translation. And since I am evangelist, I receive invitation from different places, come and conduct evangelist meeting and missionary conference. I am also doing that kind of ministry. Please pray for us. Together, we can accomplish more. So what you can do in Myanmar, 94% under this people group. In our generation, we must do something. It is possible. We have young people in our Bible college. Since we face everyday persecution, what we have to do is to run into the arm of God by prayer. Whatever we face problem and persecution, we pray. You don't pray. 3 days fasting and prayer. I will tell you. Brother Duru Marshall, he likes very much that story last year in the month of August, the last week of August, Monday morning, two authorities from our city, they come to our school. I was in the downtown with my wife. They come and took the picture of all the school classes. One of my staff called me. The authorities come and they took for the picture. My wife and I knew something will happen. Tuesday morning, 4 authorities come again. They took the pictures. And I received a telephone from my staff. Something will happen. Evening, 9 authorities from all departments, leaders, they have, waiting for me and my wife. They were trying to destroy our ministry. And somehow the Lord gave us wisdom. And we saw the problem temporarily for that night. And the next morning, the head military army officer invited me and my wife to come to his office. The next morning, what happened? It was in the month of September 1st. In the downtown, Buddhist monk, they started protesting against the government. So all the army officers and the leaders, authorities, they turned to their side. And they forgot us. And they forgot us till today. So in that way, the Lord protected us. So God used bad things for our goodness. So God is always with us. So pray, whenever the church pray, something happens. So at that time, all of our students, ladies, students, we have 69 students, ladies, they pray 3 nights without sleeping, without eating. Because the authorities come to the boys' dormitory, the God's dormitory, they did not know. Only the girls can pray. So prayer changes things. So that is what is happening here in my country. I invited pastor to come to my country, and we know how to use him. He can teach our Bible students. Then, if it's not good in the daytime, we can bring him to the course in the evening. Maybe he can teach the whole night, and he can sleep in the daytime. So please come and see what the Lord is doing there. And come and see the footstep of your first Mr. Yatsa. Tonight, every believer, every Christian, must get involved in evangelism and mission. Why? Because, number one, because it is the Great Commission. The Great Commission, the command of our Lord Jesus Christ. We see that commission in the 4 Gospels. Matthew, go ye therefore into the world and teach all nations. See, all nations, my great teacher told me that all nations means not geographical country. Burma, India, Cuba, Malawi, America, Canada, Mongolia. Nation, that nation is the Greek word ethnos. That is ethnic groups, a group of people. Zlatan come to my country 195 years ago. He reached Burmese ethnic group and Korean ethnic group, only two groups. There are 135 different ethnic groups. Only 13 ethnic groups have their own Bible in their own language. The rest are no Bibles. There are still many different ethnic groups in my countries. So, Zlatan come to my country, he reached two ethnic groups. The rest is my responsibility to reach them. Likewise, in the world, there are 24 people groups, ethnic groups. Somehow, the Christians, we have reached 13 people groups. 11 people groups are these people in the world. So, how can we do? We need partnership. So, the Lord blessed America in the past years to carry out the gospel all over the world. When we study American history, your founders, your forefathers, they believe the Bible, they pray to God. I believe that is the reason. God bless the United States. Materially, you have everything here in your country. Whenever I come to your country, I'm surprised. Whenever I come to my country, I tell them, they cannot understand. They cannot believe. You have a lot of food, a lot of unnecessary clothing. In my country, one person had two shirts or three shirts. And when we compare, you are in heaven, we are in hell, something like that. If I tell you, you cannot believe me. But tonight, we have the same God. We have the same blood of Jesus Christ. We have the same Holy Spirit. We have the same commission. Go to all nations, this is the word of God. So we have to reach every ethnic group. You have resources. You can help us so that our people can go and reach in the front. And we have people who are committed, who are ready to face persecution. They know the people, they know the language. Because of the Great Commission. The Great Commission, go means you, every believer. If we are not getting involved in missions and evangelism, that is sin. What kind of sin? Disobedience. We don't obey Christ's commission. We must get involved in prayer. It's not enough. We must pray that too. We must get involved in financially. With our whole heart, practically. So, go, every Christian, every member, we cannot go to foreign field or mission field. But we must be willing. We must have the heart. Then God will appoint us where will be our mission field. Maybe in the local church, but our heart will be the whole world. Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? You call me Lord, Lord, Lord Jesus, but why you call me like that? You do not do the things that I say. Lord, and we pray, Lord, and we pray, but if we do not get involved in evangelism mission, Christ will tell us, why you call me? You must do what I say. Many Christians are not getting involved even in mission. Why? I have seen in my country born-again Christians, lazy Christians. One of the greatest enemies for Christians is laziness. Laziness is a great thing. We see in the Bible, one verse, the book of Judges, Old Testament, chapter 4 and chapter 5. we see the women leader, Deborah. Why not men? Because all the men were not brave enough. That's why God chose women leader at that time, Deborah. Deborah and her soldiers, they were fighting. They were fighting. When they come to chapter 5, verse 23, there was a small village called Merod. They invited them, the villagers, help us to fight our enemies. And the Merod villagers, the people who live in that Merod village, they did not want to fight with God's people. They were very lazy. Laziness. What happened to them? God was not happy with them. In other words, Lord God got angry with them because they were lazy. They did not help Deborah and her armies when they fight their enemies. In other words, when they are doing mission works, the people who live in Merod village, they were not getting involved in mission work. And verse 23, curse ye Merod, said the angel of the Lord. Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they come not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. God said, curse them. Curse the people who live in that village, because they are not getting involved in the mission work. Tonight, we should get involved in missions and evangelism. If not, that is sin. Curse will be upon us. No more blessing on personal and family and the church in the country is dangerous. Let us get involved. Let us have a heart for evangelism and mission. The second thing, why every believer must get involved in evangelism and mission? Because we love Jesus Christ. Because of the love for God, Paul said. Paul was a great missionary, great pastor, and great evangelist. He served the Lord wholeheartedly all the time of his life. He mentioned the source was love. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. He said that, the love of God constrained me. The love of God compelled me. If I love Jesus, if I really love God and Jesus, I must do something. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. May I ask you a question? Do you love Jesus Christ? Born again believers, we know, in front of the Baptist church, we used to hear preaching, God loved us. And he sent his only begotten Son. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, our sins have been forgiven and washed away. Do you love Jesus Christ? I used to say and think myself. I used to ask my children, do you love Jesus Christ? They said yes. It is very, very easy to say, I love Jesus with our mouth. In reality, do you love Jesus Christ? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do you keep his commandments? Evangelism and missions. Verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. What is this word? Mission work. Soul winning. Evangelism and mission. Great missionaries. Paul, Peter, apostles. Adoniram Johnson, William Carey, C.B. Stute, Hudson Taylor, all great men. They forsake their country, their relatives, because they love Jesus. I always mention this word, Hudson Taylor, in his book he mentioned. He was missionary in China. He said that the first and the most important qualification to be a missionary is not loving perishing souls, not weeping for perishing souls. The most important qualification to become a missionary is to love Jesus Christ. He said, if we really love Jesus Christ, we automatically love whatever he loves. We hate whatever he hates. Tonight, do we really love our Lord Jesus Christ? Why we must get involved in evangelism and mission? Because we love Jesus Christ. Simon Peter, do you really love me? Jesus Christ, after he rose from the dead, he asked three times, do we really love this Christ? If so, we must keep his commandment and word. The third thing, why we must get involved in evangelism and mission? Because we are Christ, body, bones, and flesh. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. I want to read this verse. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. When our Lord Christ was on this earth, he had a body. He had bones and flesh. And he could go and preach and do the ministry. He died for you and me, he was born, and he rose up from the dead, and now he is sitting the right side of God the Father and praying for us. He has no more his body. His body right now is the church, you and me. So Christ does not have any more feet, hands, eyes, mouth, and body, except your body. If we do not do the ministry, who will do? You and me, we are the body of Christ. We are the bones, the flesh of Jesus Christ. And the fourth thing, why we must get involved in evangelism mission, it is extremely important, I will tell you. The only one thing, see, here in the United States, you have everything. You have good cars, you have good buildings, I will tell you. Once you die, you cannot bring to heaven. You have extra clothing and everything you cannot bring to heaven. The only one thing that we can bring and we can send to heaven is souls. Do we have the Bible support, the Bible base? Yes. Luke chapter 16, verse 9. Jesus Christ clearly mentioned about this. A wise steward. Luke chapter 16, verse 8, I will read it. And I say unto you, make to yourself friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. I study this passage and chapter and this verse very carefully. This is the meaning. Make friends with your man. What friends? Born again, use your money for soul winning. Use your money for evangelism and mission so that people will get saved. Then they will go to heaven. Once you die, once you get into heaven, they will welcome you. I am here because of your financial support. So the only one thing that we can send into heaven, we can bring to heaven is soul winning. We cannot bring our money, we cannot bring diamonds, whatever we have in this world. That's why we the Christians, we must spend our money economically. And the rest of the money we must use for evangelism and mission. Because we can send many souls into heaven. Through our financial support, people can serve in Myanmar, in India, and Cambodia, and other countries. Your dollar is very strong. I will tell you. I wish my country is rich like America. I think we can support many missionaries all over the world. Let us partner together to reach the whole world. We must get involved in the mission because of the Great Commission. because we love Jesus Christ, because we are the body and the flesh and the bone of Christ. The only thing that we can send to heaven is perishing soul. So, may the Lord bless our message. Thank you very much.